The Warm 98 Morning Show with Dean and Randy.
Fun. We received a letter. Actually, it was an email a couple days ago. And this is from the bride. This is a newlywed couple.
Well, it's from the friend of the bride.
Oh, okay. I thought it was from the bride.
Yeah, it's from the friend of the bride.
And she says,
my friend just got married about 6 months ago. And it seems like her husband has been doing everything he can now to run her off.
Oh.
Now, before they got married, everything was fine. But now...
Of course.
Now, he belches, picks his teeth, passes gas, leaves his clothes all over the floor. My friend keeps complaining and complaining, saying he didn't do any of these things before he got married.
Well, he's been holding it in for years.
Warm 98, 7:24 right now. Steve was talking about getting a new puppy and how they named it Boomer. And we got to talking about just all the different names that we name our animals. Sometimes people have some crazy names for pets. What's your pet's name?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to call in and let you know what the name of my dog is.
What is your dog's name?
I have a 10-month-old golden retriever, and her name is Zuma. Her registered name is Zuma Beach Baby of Landon.
He said, she said.
It is time for Warm 98's Battle of the Sexes. I want to welcome Paula from Waynesville. Hi, Paula.
Good morning.
Hi.
And Doug from Brooksville, Kentucky. Hi, Doug.
Good morning.
Happy Monday to you guys. Paula, let's get started with you. One pointer. True or false? Nomophobia is the fear you are out of cell phone range. Is that true or false?
I'd say false.
No. That is true.
But you know that feeling you get. You know what I mean? When you're out of cell phone range and you think that, you know, you might not be able to get in touch with somebody.
Frustrating.
Oh my. I don't think I've ever had that.
You haven't? Okay. I have.
It's a female thing.
It must be. Doug, true or false? Like, I need to talk on my phone.
I got
to
talk.
A grocer from India is in the Guinness Book of World Records for having the world's longest ear hair.
True.
Yuck.
Yes. Doug obviously has listened to this show before. Time now for us to unlock one of the three doors of summer.
Oh, yeah. There's a complete list of prizes, too, at warm98.com. 749-1098.
Ninth caller right now.
Nothing but love here on the Warm 98 Morning Show.
I think they're born that way. I'm sorry.
That's our excuse, ma'am. We were born that way. What do you want us to do?
Listen to him.
You're waking up with Dean and Randy. Mornings on Warm 98.
I want to find out also today whether or not everybody else is noticing this in town. I have seen this recently at the Taste of Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it along US 52. I saw it along Beachmont Avenue down by Kroger.
Guys' pants down where you can see their underwear.
Even saw it on the golf course yesterday as I was driving by a golf course. The shirtless man. What is up with that?
News time. 6 o'clock.
Really? I mean, you know what? You guys take your shirt off everywhere.
I don't take my shirt off.
Have you ever seen a...
I just wear the unbuttoned way down here.
The Warm 98 Morning Show with Dean and Randy.
Hey, we're all trying to lose weight, and I don't know if you've picked up the Cincinnati Inquirer yet this morning, but did you hear about this new motivational tool to help you lose some weight?
Is it 6'5" and 300 pounds?
No, it's not. It's called weightview.com.
Okay.
And it's a site where you can upload a picture of yourself, and then they'll send back a picture of what you look like 20 pounds lighter.
All we have to do is go back in the photo album.
How much
does that cost?
Why do you need to lose weight? Yeah. No, but it's supposed to motivate you because then you can see what you would look like after you've taken the weight off, which is a great idea.
What does that website want from us, though?
Weightview, weightview.com, $14.95.
Randy Morning Show.
All right, the Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, with us. Randy's having trouble with her control top pantyhose this morning.
They're kind of riding up.
Randy, why are we talking about your pantyhose, poor love? She doesn't want to talk about her pantyhose.
Yeah, you're right. I don't.
No. A bit of decorum.
Okay. I'm sorry.
The Dean and Randy Morning Show on Warm 98.